Hello, come in. Come into my office and happy Wednesday. Welcome. Come on in. Come on in. I'm so glad y'all are here today. Yay. I got a couple of things. I'm going to talk a little bit, teach a little bit, all that stuff. I know now I'm not lonely. Actually, I have my schedule is full today for private coaching interest calls. Be careful what you wish for, right? So I'll get to talk to lots of people today. I am so excited y'all are here. I am so excited. They moved the Q&A. I just got used to the new Q&A spot. And now they've moved it again. Probably because people complained because nobody could find it. Nobody could find it. All right. Couple things. If you're still thinking about camp, now is the time. If you want to come hug my neck in Dallas, check out the website under, I think it's camps or events. What does it say on there? It's at the very right-hand side of our thing, and that's where it lives. So make sure that you check that out because I know we've got new members that were in the 90-day experience who may not know that we host in-person events where Corinne teaches her face off for a couple of days. And we do have one coming up in, is it September? It's in September. So there are still, I think, 110 in-person seats available, tickets available. We still have not discussed virtual, which there will be a virtual option, but it will be coming a little bit later. So Ireland, in the UK. Hey, Annette from Iowa. Oh my gosh, Spain. We've got all the people from abroad. I love that so much. Okay, couple of things. If you're in my start group, you already know this, but I have found a new theme song. Brand new theme song. I want everybody to listen to it. I'll put the link in the chat. It is my new theme song. And when y'all hear it, you're going to be like, MJ, did you write that song? No, I did not. I did not write it. I should have. I should have. You would think I did. But it's called Celebrate Me. Here's the Spotify link. So it is amazing and so good. And then Vern told me, that she likes her up. There's a bunch of other like really good affirmative songs by her. Inga Rose, I love it. It's called Celebrate Me by Inga Rose. It's in the chat, but you can just look up, Celebrate Me. I'm gonna tell y'all, if you're ever feeling bad, or if you're ever feeling down, or you ever want to know how to toot your own horn, put that song on. It's nice sunny weather here in South Carolina, and I have a convertible car that I love with all of my first car I ever bought in my whole life. That's just mine, belongs to me. My husband actually hates it. He's driven it maybe twice, and he hates that car. He doesn't even like to ride in it. He hates it. But I have been tooling around Rock Hill, South Carolina, top down, song on 100. It is amazing. Oh, Karen, you're gonna love this song. It is. I mean, I think it should be No BS's new theme song, but anyway, I digress. There's that. I see I'm getting a couple questions, so I'm gonna make sure I get to those. Hey, Seattle. Oh, it's so good, Karen. And then I have got a there is a member. I'm gonna talk a little bit today about how to make weight loss easy. So I always tell y'all, my inbox is always open for y'all, right? You can send me whatever you want to send me. I am here. I work for y'all. Corinne thinks I work for her. That's a big old fat lie. We'll let her keep thinking that. But I mean, I have meetings with her and she does tell me what to do. But ultimately, y'all are my bosses. And so I do what y'all need. That's my job to take care of y'all. I mean, I'm the member journey director. So from the time you hit the door until the time you've been in maintenance for 5 years and you finally decide to leave us, you are my chickens and I take care of y'all. So I say we got ask coaches. You can have back and forth with a coach. You can reach out to us on Facebook, but my inbox is also always open. You can get to me multiple ways. Hit the blue question mark on the bottom of any page. Hit reply to any email we've ever sent you in our whole life, or you can email me at support@pmptribe.com. Now, just say, attention MJ. They'll send it to me. Help Scout knows I answer all my own emails. Now, I tell y'all that all the time, and a lot of you still don't email me, but Gina Landwig does. She emails me every week. She sends me her stuff every week. We email back and forth. Okay. Now, she sent me her stuff the other day, Monday or something. She typically emails me the beginning of the week. I read through her stuff and then she emailed me back with a question because I said she had on her thing that she sent me, I saw she had attached on this picture, she had attached this little sticky note and it said, "Life gets to be easy." So she sent me something back and then I said, "I love the little sticker you put on your thing. What about it? How does, what if weight loss gets to be easy too?" So then she emailed me back yesterday and she said, "Huh, could you talk a little bit about that on an Ask Me Anything?" Sure, I would love to. Absolutely, I would love to. So I'm going to talk today about how to make weight loss easy. Thank you, Gina Landwig, for the suggestion. And I will get to your questions. But I thought this was good because who doesn't want weight loss to be easy, right? Who doesn't want weight loss to be easy? So I wrote down a couple of notes. Of course, a lot of it will be off the cuff because, you know, I don't know how to write a lot of notes for myself. But first is plan what you want. Like, do not restrict or punish yourself because you tell yourself that you can't have the thing. The best way to learn how to have the thing, whatever it is that you're scared to plan, is to plan it and let us help you through it. That is the easiest direction. Corinne used to say, "Do you know how you can teach somebody they can eat fried chicken and lose weight? You get them to eat fried chicken." That's how you learn. You have to walk through. You have to plan the thing. You have to do it. That is the easiest way to make weight loss easy. The other way you make weight loss easy is ask the question, "How can I make weight loss easy today?" Your brain goes to work on whatever you put it to work toward. When you tell yourself, "This is so hard, it's gonna take a long time, it's gonna, I'm gonna have to be eating air by the time I'm done with my weight loss journey, it's gonna feel hard." Your brain is like a computer, like ChatGPT. The more things, the more information you give it, the more questions you give it, the more, you know, the more prompts and whatnot, the more explicit you can be with it, the better the outcome of your search is going to be. Your brain is the same exact way. The more you put in it, the more good questions you ask it, the better information you're going to get. So if you start your day saying, "How am I going to make weight loss easy?" it will start looking for ways to do that. That's what happens. Now, here's where the rub comes. Your brain is like, "How can we make this easy? Oh, I know. We could plan this thing. Oh, I know. We could set out all of our water bottles. Oh, I know. We could do this thing," because it starts going to work. It starts getting busy on answering the question that you asked it because it hates an open loop. It hates it. When you ask it a question, it will give it and give you an answer. So here's what happens though. Your brain gives you the answers, and what do? We shut it down. That's not good enough. It's gonna take too long if I just do that. It's never gonna work. It's too hard. It's gonna be, I'm gonna have to, do you know how many of these little changes? How many days? I think I should just make all the changes today. And then what happens? We get overwhelmed and then we do nothing. We have got to shut down that it's not good enough voice. The road to weight loss is paved with 1,000 not good enough choices. Thousands of not good enough choices. You've got to learn to not good enough your way to goal. You have to. It's the only way it's going to work. Otherwise, we pile a bunch of stuff on top of us. We get suffocated. We get overwhelmed, and then we do nothing. We have got to not good enough our way to weight loss. All right. This is my favorite. Do not believe everything you think. Your brain is a liar in a well-intentioned way. Its job is to keep you safe. It does not want you, the little habits that you've developed that have kept you overweight, you don't want them, but they're comfortable and you know them and your brain knows it. Your brain knows how to keep you where you are. It does not know how to get you where you're going. So when you say, I'm going to leave a few bites behind, your brain does not want anything to be hard. It's like, oh, we're not used to doing that. Oh, no. You don't want to do that. That's going to be hard. That's throwing food away. That's wasteful. All of that is just your brain trying to keep you where you are. You cannot believe it. Let's just assume whatever you think is a lie. That's what you got to do. You got to poke holes in the stories your brain is telling you. You got to start to wiggle away from the stronghold those thoughts have on you. Maybe they're not true. So there's that. You want to be the bus driver of your brain. You want to steer it in the direction you want it to go. That is also another way to make weight loss easy. You tell your brain what you want it to think. You have got to do that. And then finally, use us. That's the best way. I should have been number one, right? If you don't know how to make weight loss easy, if you keep thinking it's really hard, if you keep finding yourself getting stuck, you need to be in Ask Coaches every single day, in my inbox every week, whatever it is, in Facebook asking for help. If private coaching is in the cards for you, sign up for private coaching. If it's not, that's okay. You still can get access to us. We don't only speak to private clients. We speak to everybody because our goal at No BS is to help every woman lose all of her weight for the last time and feel as amazing as she deserves. Every woman, not just private coaching clients, not just ones that use Ask Coaches, not just ones that are in Facebook, not just ones that email me. Every single person, No BS women and otherwise, y'all have got to get out of your head about asking for help. Y'all have to. You had a freaking team of experts. A team of experts who lost weight with no BS, and you're still not using us. I mean, y'all, some of y'all are. There were like 60 Ask Coaches today. But with 5 or 6,000 members, you would think that possibly we'd get more than 60. I don't know how many emails I have today. Not that many. You got to use us up. So here's a couple of questions. We've already talked about how can I make weight loss easy today? This very important question. The other one is a lot of times what happens is we flip directly to what do you call it? Restriction. Well, I can't eat like everybody else does. Sure wish I could have that. I just can't control myself around that, so I better not plan it. We go straight into restriction. But here's the trick. Right now, I am restricting myself from sleep. Right now, I'm restricting myself from eating. Right now, I am restricting myself from taking a walk. Right this minute, I am restricting myself from calling my best friend on the phone. But you know why it doesn't feel that way? Because my thought is Wednesday at 11 o'clock Eastern is my favorite time of the week. I get to spend time with y'all. So it makes it easy for me not to choose y'all over these other things. For a lot of you on this call, you are restricting, well, for everybody, you're restricting yourself from something else. But your thought is, I'm gonna get a little bit of MJ. I always feel better after that call. So I'm gonna go. I'm gonna listen. If you're listening on a replay, you're restricting yourself too. You could be listening to an audiobook, you're restricting that. You could be listening to Spotify, Celebrate Me by Inga, whatever her name is, but you're not. You're listening to me. You're restricting right now, but your thoughts are not restricting thoughts. But the fact is, you are. So these questions will help you get out of restriction. Okay? How is this the best decision for me right now? So when you're leaving bites behind and your brain starts to say, oh, that's hard. That's so wasteful. Say, how is this the best decision for me right now? When you decide to stay on the couch instead of getting up and going to the pantry at night, ask yourself, how is this the best decision for me right now? When you notice that you're having urges to eat, but you know you're tired, and you're like, well, I could go to bed, how is that the best decision for me right now? When you are in the grocery store and you see that cake that you know if you bring it in the house, you're going to eat it, you're going to want to eat it, and you really don't want to, you can ask yourself, how is this the best decision for me right now? And not, I can't control myself around it. How is this the best decision for me? I'm going to make my urges so much easier if I just leave cake here. I'm going to make weight loss easy on myself this week. And making weight loss easy is always my best decision for myself. It gets you out of that restrictive mindset into thinking on the positive side. How is this the best decision for me right now? And then finally, in those moments, what am I saying yes to? When you say no to that urge, what am I saying yes to? All of it is all I'm trying to do is to create a few different thoughts in your head because that is really where weight loss is made easier. It is, I love cleaning up the environment. I love finding other activities to do. I love all that other stuff. But weight loss is made harder or easier right here between your ears. That is where you can make weight loss easier. By what we think about it, by what we tell ourselves about it, catching those old shitty thoughts. Which I had to steal my old shitty from my cat, got it off my desk the other day, but I rescued it. I rescued old shitty. Save. You got to catch them. And you've got to say, what else could I be thinking right now? What else? That doesn't feel good. What else could I be thinking right now? What else could I tell myself about leaving bites behind? What else could I tell myself about serving me on a smaller plate? What else could I say about getting my water in? What else could I tell myself about planning? What else could I tell myself about tracking that might make it feel a little easier for me? Yeah, Wendy said, I've never thought of leaving things at the store as me making my weight loss easier. Yes. But that is how to make weight loss easy. And then always come to us. Like, just like Wendy, I just gave her a thought. That's gonna make leaving things at the store easier for her. Because that's what I'm here for. I got a whole host of thoughts that I will let y'all have. It's included in your membership. You may as well use them. Might as well use them. I am a plethora of knowledge. I am the best old shitty catcher that no BS has. That is my claim to fame. I got it. The best old shitty thought catcher there is. The best in the West. Well, I'm in the East, but you know what I mean. Best in the South. Oh, Corinne might be pretty good too, but use us, please. Please, please, please. Okay, that's enough of that. Soapbox. I'm off of it. I shall. Step down from my soapbox and start answering questions. All right. Kira or Kyra? I don't know, but I hate to say a name wrong. That's why MJ is so easy. People usually don't mispronounce it, which is good. Good. Okay. Good morning. Thank you for being here. You are so welcome. It's my favorite place to be. Wednesday morning is my favorite time of, well, today is not my favorite. I'll tell you why. It's tax day. And they're not giving. They're not giving us this year. They've asked us for more. They're like, here, give us more money. So if you got a refund, congratulations. And for all of you folks that live abroad, it is not tax day. And for all the accountants listening, congratulations on your busy season being over. Now you get a break. Yay. All right, good morning. Thank you for being here. I'm 20 pounds away from the Century Club. That's 100 pounds, y'all. That's 100 pounds. She's lost 80 pounds. And I think I saw Karen Brent's lost 80 pounds as of today. Let's see. I'm starting a resistance program, but I'm frustrated seeing the scale stop moving down. I understand logically that this can happen when we start lifting weights. Yeah. But the thoughts, if I just stop lifting weights, the scale will continue to go down and I'll get to Century Club keeps me from wanting to lift. The truth is, even if you lift, you'll eventually get there. Karen Brent's lifting a hell of weights and she's losing weight. Yep, Karen's gonna get there. When I sit with it, I realize that I'm afraid I'll build muscle and never hit the number that qualifies for me for Century Club. Well, will you ever? I have no idea. But there's no magic in the Century Club, right? That's not Century Club is not the goal. Is your goal life is the goal. I never made Century Club. That was sad. But you know, it's okay. I'm over here living my best life in my clothes that I bought last year and the year before and the year before, and I hadn't had to buy new clothes. That's way better than being in the Century Club. I'll tell you that much. But Century Club is nice if you need to get there, but not everybody needs to get there. That's okay. Yeah, lift. And here's the thing. When you get on that scale, it weighs a lot of things. Yes, it weighs muscle, but especially if you've just started lifting and you're tearing down the muscle and whatnot, your body is gonna retain fluid. It's gonna send extra blood to repair those muscles. All that's getting weighed. And all that will start to level and even out. Okay? That is just how your body works. Like you can't believe everything you think again. I keep telling myself this thing, but here's what I also know is true. This is where the ping pong conversation comes in, the back and forth, the equal airtime, whatever you want to call it. Because it is true. When you start lifting weights, typically the scale will go up for a little short time. It's true, 100%. But you're still waiting for hunger, stopping at enough, the fat will go down, and the muscle will build up. And that's fine. And you'll notice the scale start to move again. So that's what you need to do. It's you, your brain is telling you one thing, and you're like, I realize, you know, that what I'm afraid of, but what's your real goal? Like, what will saying yes again? We'll go back to the questions. If I say, what am I, if I continue to lift weights, what am I saying yes to? Strong muscle, strong bones, no osteoporosis. Maybe not even falls as I get older. Maybe no broken bones as I get older. I'm saying yes to better skin, tighter skin as I lose the rest of this weight. Yeah. What else are you saying yes to? So I want you to see that whenever I choose this, I'm saying yes to all these other things. Give your brain the other side of the story. Because there's a big other side of the story. Shelly says, I'm crashing out, going through some bullshit with my husband, and I wanted a new dress. Ordered it in my normal size, and it doesn't fit anywhere. It's like Chris Farley in that dress jacket. I just feel like giving up, but I know that's not what I want to do. But damn it, I just want this weight off and it's not. I'm so frustrated. Okay. I just had to order a dress two sizes bigger than my regular size last week. Sometimes that happens. Clothes are bull, right? Clothes are bull crap. That clothes are never a good indicator of what your body is doing, the number on the scale. I mean, on the dress or the clothes or the pants. You can have all different sizes. There are times I get my size pants. I wear a 10 or a 12 pants. I tried on a pair of pants this weekend, y'all. The 14s, I couldn't even get them up past my hips. Couldn't even get them up past my hips. I was like, what the hell? So that's number one. Number two, you tell me why the weight isn't coming off, Shelly. Tell me where your overeats are. What is that giving you? What is that food giving you in the moment? What are you looking for that you are not? Where are you not taking care of Shelly? That's what we have to solve for. Where are we not taking care of Shelly? Because when you start taking care of Shelly and you no longer are giving food the job of taking care of Shelly, the weight will come off. Have you used Ask Coaches? and given them your data and said, I know this is where I am overeating. I know that's where I'm over. I know I am. Help me. Because you bring us where you're eating, you bring us why you're eating, we will solve it for you. We will help you solve it. And then, whatever's going on with your husband doesn't really have anything to do with the dress. It's probably adding to your thoughts about it. But here's the thing. You don't have to get frustrated because you're probably frustrated because you feel like you don't know what to do next. I'm going to tell you something. If you are anybody listening to this call, if you are frustrated and don't know what to do next, email us. Email us. Email me. Use Ask Coaches. Go in Facebook. Like, no BS women don't have to be frustrated, y'all. Frustration is not required for weight loss. Overwhelm is not required for weight loss, and it's not necessary in no BS. Not when you've got us. All right. Tammy, can you explain the difference of emotional self-care and mental self-care? Yes. I know they often overlap. They actually do. I've been focusing more on these lately since I'm feeling better about my physical self-care, and I realize I'm having an issue differentiating between the two. Really, both of them come down to how you speak to yourself. When you are looking for, okay, here's a good example. This is how they overlap, mental and emotional. Let's say that I always, this is my emotional support blanket that my friend Judith, Coach Judith, gave me and sent it to me, and it's always on, and it's warm and it's heated. I have it turned on right now, but it's 90 degrees outside. But I keep my house cold so I can keep my blanket on because I like it. And whenever I put it on, I have thoughts about Judith and I have thoughts about my other friends, my other no BS friends that I travel with, and it makes me feel close to them. I feel connection and comfort because of the thoughts I'm thinking. It's not because of this blanket. This blanket invokes thoughts, and those thoughts invoke feelings. Now, if you are in the middle of a hot flash, you're going to have different thoughts than that. That is not going to create comfort and connection. That's going to create frustration. I'm burning up. This blanket's too dang hot. I can't stand this. You're going to have a different thought, and then you're going to have a different feeling about this blanket. So if you need comfort or you want companionship, emotional self-care, you have to do things that create the thoughts that will get you there. Right? Because there are times, like they're really showing now, a lot of times, if you're especially for strong feelings, you feel it a lot of times before you think. But if you're trying to create something, the easiest way is to start with your thoughts. So that is what you have to start working on. You're right, they do go hand in hand. They do go hand in hand. Yesterday, I sat out on my porch and with the fan on outside, and I read my book, and it was lovely. Some people hate to read. I felt relaxed. I was like, I'm in my happy place. Those were my thoughts. Looking out at my new, way too expensive outdoor living space that we went way over budget on. And I had my book, Daggermouth. I'm still reading it. And I was like, this is the best way to unwind after a hard day. It was a be Tuesdays. Y'all know Tuesdays is my meeting day. And so I was like, this is the best way to end my Tuesday. Those were my thoughts. Then I felt relaxed. I took a few deep breaths. I let my legs be in the sunshine while I was still in the shade. It was lovely. But if people hate heat and they hate outside and they hate to read, they would not have had those same thoughts. They would have been like, this is the worst afternoon ever. And then you don't feel those things. So it all comes down to what you think and feel about them. I hope that answered your question, Tammy. Susie, so many weight loss programs talk about making goals and rewards when you hit that goal. Seems to me no BS doesn't do that. What do you think about goals and rewards? I love it. I love it. There's a lot of people have goals and rewards when they get to a certain place. Like my, like you can have like, I'm gonna go get a facial, or I'm gonna get a pedicure, or I'm gonna buy that nice purse. Or I had a client one time that did wanted like a bracelet stack, and so like every 10 pounds she would add to her bracelet stack, like get another bracelet. There's a lot of things you can do for rewards. You can 100% do that, but a lot of you just want to think about non-food rewards, But I think there's nothing at all wrong with it. Nothing at all wrong with it. Let's see, Mary, my accountability group has decided to work on leave bites behind. Oh, Karen Brent got new bedding. She's looking at rewards for my progress. New bedding. Yep. My accountability group has decided to work on leave bites behind, and we are taking the pictures to show what we leave behind. It is fun and exciting thing to start. I think it is a good idea. However, I hear my brain saying, remember your past diets, remember trying not to eat a lot in order to lose weight. I'm fighting my brain telling me if I leave bites, that might cause diet mentality issues with the food. Yesterday, when I left bites behind, I realized I didn't need the food, but how do I keep my thoughts straight about not eating those bites just to lose weight, only to lose the weight and feel like I'm not eating enough? Makes sense. Yes, I ate to enough, and now these are the bites I have behind. Because here's the thing, Mary. It's not all about sending the picture. If you eat something and you get your few bites left and you're like, I am not at enough, please continue to eat. It is not about taking the picture, and it is not about sending the picture. It is about stopping at enough. And typically, we overserve ourselves. So we typically do leave bites behind. Last night, I ate all my dinner. I left not one bite behind. I was not at enough till I got finished. And I don't know, like yesterday at lunch, though, I left two or three bites behind, maybe even four. I don't know. But I'm not leaving bites behind for a prize. I'm leaving bites behind because I'm at enough, and that's how I'm going to lose weight. That's the story you have to tell yourself. Now, your brain, because you've done a lot of diets in the past where you could not eat enough food, when your brain, you've said, I'm going to lose weight, and your brain knows what that means. It means we starve ourselves, right? So when you want to leave bites behind, your brain is like, Mary, look, see, you're going to starve just like you did with the rest of those diets when you were losing weight. Remember how hungry you were? And it's going to tell you things. That's why I said, don't believe everything you think. The problem isn't those thoughts. The problem is that we believe them and we live by them. They're just simply not true. You've got to start telling yourself the other side of that story. The reason I'm leaving bites behind is not just to take a picture. I've actually had enough. I'm fueling my body. It has said, Mary, I don't know why I couldn't remember that. That's my own na dang name. Shoot. You've had enough. I don't need any more. You've taken care of me, and now I don't need any more. I'm good. And that's why the bites are left behind. That's why you're leaving bites. Not to win a prize, not to take a picture, but because you have done exactly what we've asked of you. Stopped at enough. Kyra, long Y sound, right? Okay. That was from earlier. Have you heard of Reform Pilates? Girl, I went this morning. I went Monday. I went Tuesday, and I'll be back on Friday. I don't go on Thursday. Is it off the floor? I just started. I'm sore. My butt is so sore, Nancy, today. From yesterday, it was rough today. Today was a rough day to go to a Pilates class. It can be off the floor. So now I take one, like Pilates, Reformer Pilates goes in, like it's like 1, 1.5, 2, 2.5, whatever it is. It keeps going. And I do take on Tuesdays a 2.0 class. Sometimes I'm up high. Sometimes not. I mean, I'm on standing on the reformer or standing on the box or standing on the platform, whatever. But they always give you options that you don't have to get up there if you don't want to. Which is lovely. That's the other thing I like too about Reformer Pilates, because they give you plenty of options. Yes, I do. I go to Reformer Pilates myself, and I love, love, love it. Let's see. Anonymous says, I'm at the point where to maintain, I need to use mostly best foods to keep calories down, but I also like to eat a higher volume of food. To do that, the foods are often less healthy for you. Contain vegetable oil, sugars, and low-fat foods. Then I start getting confused on what really the best food is and sets me off on a spin. Should I be eating a lot less to have better ingredients? Can I maintain that way? Give me some thoughts, please. Higher volume food is usually food that's better for you, right? Like it's usually better for you. Like a lot salads with a lot of veggies and such. Like you can have a lot more vegetables and lean protein and eat that in high volume if that's what you want. So I mean, usually I think that the thought that it has to eat in volume, a higher volume of food, that I think it's the opposite. I think higher volume foods, you want to eat less calories. But here's the thing. You may, if you're in maintenance at this point, you want to recalibrate what your enough is and recalibrate all of that because you have less body fat now. So like if you started, like I started at 285, the amount of food I needed to sustain a little bit less than 285 because I was trying to lose weight is totally different than what I need to maintain 175, 180. Right? Like it's different. Like it's a different amount of food. Right? At 250, you need more food than if you're at 150. You know? So you've got to look at that and see, recalibrate your enough and make sure you know what enough feels like in your body, number one. And then you can look up like high volume foods, low fat or like, you know, calorie, whatever friendly. But I mean, I wouldn't even worry about that. I would just look at recalibrating your enough. Let me see. Let's see. Lizzie Lou, I do see your question. This is a good question. I'm going to answer it from over here. I've been out of the loop for so long. What's the best way to get back in the program? I don't like the new wrote down what you eat before you plan at the beginning of the new course. What's the best way to do this? Well, the planner is in module 5 of the No BS Weight Loss course, so you can 100% plan over there. And then it's also the planners under resources on the website, so you can use the regular planner. That's totally fine. That habit tracker and the not habit tracker. Quick start tracker and quick start guide are for new members that aren't used to planning. So you can 100% do that. The other thing I want you to really work on, if you've like, if it's been a while since you've taken the No BS Weight Loss course, it's amazing always to go back through. But the best thing to do is start, START. That is the best way to get back into things. So go over there. It's under courses. On the website, go find that and listen to that. That's the best way. Like, if you've been a long time member and you've sort of fallen off to get back in, that is what we are recommending, the start course. And there's a guide and everything. Mary said, is Ask Coaches a public post for everyone to see for reference and the blue question mark private messaging? Yes. Yes. How do I send an email that gets to you? Just use the blue question mark or hit reply to any email. So, Ask Coaches is on the website under Ask Coaches. It's the very first thing you'll see on your menu is Ask Coaches. It is anonymous to the membership. So, Mary, you're asking, is it public? It is, but nobody knows it's you. As long as you don't put Mary, you know, you don't put your name, you don't sign it. We know who you are. If we need to get you for whatever reason, if we need to pull yours out and email you or whatnot, we know that. That's Ask Coaches. I don't really live over in Ask Coaches. The coaches live over in Ask Coaches. I do sometimes, like if somebody's off or if they get overwhelmed, I'll go over there, whatnot. Usually, though, I'm not there. I live in support, which is the blue question mark. If you're looking for Ask Coaches, that's not the blue question mark. The Ask Coaches is where it says Ask Coaches. The blue question mark gets you to support. So if you've got issues, like if you've got tech issues, or you got an issue with your account, or you got a suggestion for No BS, or you've got a complaint about No BS, or a complaint about something that we're doing at No BS, or like I've asked y'all to email that if you do the why did I eat and you have a suggestion for me, because I'm gonna at the end of the month, I'm gonna try to go back through the why did I eat the check-in that we've given you, and then I'm going to add some things and take away some things and whatever that needs to be done based on feedback. So I would love to get all of your suggestions, and you do that there. But I pretty much stay in support. And so like every new member for the first 8 weeks gets an email from me every Wednesday. And I invite them to email me back. Anybody that needs me in there, that is where I typically live, is in that blue question mark, or just hit reply to any email, attention MJ, and they give it to me. But as coaches, you have one of our coaches, a back and forth, written back and forth, and it is anonymous to the membership. And that is under the Ask Coaches tab in on the website. Like if you email me like on a Friday, I'm off on the weekend. You will not hear from me on the weekend at all. But Ask Coaches now, it'll get answered. It says 48 hours, but it's really 24. We get in there fast. We empty it every day. So you'll get an answer, like even on the weekends. If I'm off or on the weekends and you've emailed me, you will not get a response from me. There's that. Let me see. Would the why did I eat tool be helpful to do when pausing before an overeat? Yes. So you can still do that even if you're in the pause, right? You can do it in the pause and like, why are you wanting to eat instead of why did I eat? You can just say like, why am I wanting to eat right now? Go through the motions and get some resources. So that would be an amazing way to use it. Yes, Deb. What did you never know? Been here 4 years, Mary. What did you not know? Hello, MJ. Is it okay to use calories tracking as a tool? For 6 months, I've been listening to Corinne, but I think my enough is broken. It's not broken. Tracking calories for me is measuring things to visualize what a portion is. Plus, I know I don't want to do the calorie tracking forever. Like Lizzie says, making this a science experiment to help visualize portions and calories simultaneously. Your thoughts? And here's what I will tell you, Karen. If you do want to get a handle on what a portion looks like, there's nothing wrong with that. Like measuring it and whatnot. Because listen, we don't know what a portion is, just like we don't know what enough is. But I'm going back through START. I'm taking another group through START. So this week is about hunger. We're in week three of START. And she said something really, really good in there. If you can feel hangry, if you can feel starving, okay? Then your hunger signals are not broken. They're not broken because if you can feel starving, you're just not used to listening to the other ones. So the only problem I have with calorie tracking is you got to decide which side of the fence you're going to go by calorie tracking, or are you going to go by your enough? And I will tell you the quickest way to figure out your enough, Karen, is to serve yourself half, eat half. That halftime method is the best way, I feel like, in my opinion, my humble opinion, is the best way to figure out what enough is in your body. I think it works better than anything else we use here in No BS. When you serve yourself half, take a pause, wait 10 minutes, and then check back in and see if you're still hungry. That is the fastest route to figuring out what enough is in your body. In my opinion, I got an opinion. If you want to know it, that's it. Susie says, how do I get the 365s? Great question. Under resources, you will see private member podcasts. If you just came over from the 90-day cohort that started in January, you had the Today's Weight Loss Focus podcast, and then you had your own replays because you only got invited to my Wednesday calls, which were at 1 Eastern, and Corinne's Sunday calls. That's the only ones you got access to. So now you've got the full replays podcast that you want to go download, and you've also got Corinne 365s that you want to go download. Lori said, I agree with that halftime method. Yes. I'm just going to tell you. You want to talk about how to make weight loss easy? Halftime method. Halftime method. is the easiest way to, it's the easiest way to set yourself up for success. I think it's probably in no BS, it's my favorite thing to use. And I still use it to this very day. I use it every dinner. I use the halftime method. Serves half and stop halfway. Yep. And then listen, a lot of people are like, oh my God, no. Wait 10 minutes. If you're still hungry, go back and eat half of the half that is left. Go have a few more bites. Nothing wrong with that. Nobody's saying you can't continue to eat, but you want to start to pay attention and check in and see what your body is telling you. That is how you get good at enough. I am new and I feel like I've missed something. I started the No BS program and then read that I should be doing a START program first. No, the quick start is there. I think I missed an email or something. I just need to know where to start. Okay, Anonymous, you are going to just start with the No BS weight loss course. That is exactly where you're going to start. On the homepage, if you just click the No BS like little icon on the side, there on that page, it's going to tell you exactly what to do. There's like three or four steps. You want to join the Facebook group. That's optional, though. You want to download our podcast and you want to do the No BS weight loss course. That is it. At the top of the No BS weight loss course, under courses, you'll see No BS weight loss course be the first thing on your menu. You want to download the quick start guide. Maybe that's what you're talking about. There's a like, it's got full of cheat sheets. And then you've got your quick start tracker, which is where we want you to start. And then here's the other thing, Anonymous. If you ever get stuck or you feel you're lost, email me. Go ahead and email me at support. I can log in as you on the back end. I have magical powers. I have magical powers in my grubby little fingers. Email me today. Just click the blue question mark or click the bottom of any page. Shoot, fire. Click the blue question mark or hit reply to any email I've ever sent you. And tell me you were anonymous on the call today. I can log in as you and I'll take you on a tour, your own personal tour of the website, and I will help you out and I'll show you exactly what to do. It's probably the easiest way. So do that. If you will promise me you'll do that, Anonymous, because I would email you, but I don't know who you are. There's that. But I can log in as you, and then I can help you because I'm helpful. Darlene said, speaking of 365, I only ever heard it once. I think I have found it. If you play one, will they just play one after the other? Do I have to play one at a time? It depends on how your podcast player is set up, Darlene. I think you have to go into settings and make it like autoplay. I think there's a way you can turn autoplay off, but it should just continue like when you pull that up. If you're having any trouble though with podcast or you should be able to. If you're having trouble though, Darlene, the best thing to do is just email us blue question mark or hit reply to any question we ever sent you. And if you notice it's not playing autoplay for you, Corinne's brother it lives over there with me. He lives with me over on the blue question mark side of things. I mean, his wife knows that we live together over there at work. But just email and he'll help you. He'll help you. He's got instructions for every dang thing, honey, everything. Keith doesn't know we're living together over there in Help Scout, but we are. But I do love his wife and JJ. I do love her. It started doing autoplay for me recently. Didn't do it before. I wonder if like it updated or something. I don't know. I'm not sure. All right. Caitlin, I have lost a significant amount of weight. Well, congratulations on that. And while my body fat percentage and muscle mass are excellent, I have a lot of loose skin that I don't like and find uncomfortable. While I'd eventually like to have surgery, I will need to save up. So it will probably be a few years. Okay. Okay, wait a minute. Another question came in and your question popped up and then I lost my spot. I'm sorry. Oh, God. Do you have any advice for working through these dissatisfied thoughts when I look in the mirror? Yes. So go over to the website under coaching and replays and just type in Lisa. You'll see all of the body, sex, and body image calls. She talks a lot about body image. The other thing you can do, my favorite thing to do, is go over to courses. Well, there's a self-love course over there, which is amazing under bonus courses, or it could be under pathways. We're about to redo that whole section, but look under pathways, and under pathways, it's listed with heal. Let me just tell you. That's the one thing about being on this call by myself, because I have to like look things up. Please hold while I look things up. There's a couple things you could do. You could pick your poison. So under courses, if you go to pathways courses, self-love is under, oh, understanding my thinking. And under there are two things you can do. One is self-love, okay? Which is step two of it, but you don't have to do them in order, and you don't have to do all of them. Yeah, there's only one person on the calls, Marcy. It's just me. I'm holding it down. That's the self-love course. I'd be a great one to do. And also the other one that I love to do is relationships. So you can do relationship with anything. You can do relationship with chocolate chip cookies. You can do relationship with my body. You can do relationship with your mama. You can do relationships with your loose skin. You could do relationships with all kinds of stuff, right? Like you could, it does not just have to be a relationship with Uncle Bocephus or your spouse or your kids. And you can do that relationships course multiple times. I did it multiple times with my mama, and I've done it again. I did it with my daughter, Lita, years ago, because she's the one that's got bipolar and all that kind of stuff. So, I got to show up a certain way for her. And then after she got married, and she was a married woman with a husband who just showed up and she fell in love and left us for, I did the relationships again with her because our relationship changed because I was no longer her number one person. And I had a really hard time with that. So you can do the relationships with the same person more than once when circumstance changes. You can do it with yourself and whatnot. I know it's so good. Why is there only one person? Because everybody else is taking care of y'all, either in Ask Coaches, private coaching, Facebook, whatnot. We can handle y'all on this call. Y'all don't usually go rogue. I know I do need the relationship. He is a sweet boy. He's a sweet boy, but he did take my daughter away from me. But that's okay. She's happy. But yeah, we just figured I can take care of y'all over here on this call. We're a team of one. We can take care of y'all on the calls. And it's just good that way. It's just good that way. Like I said, there's 60 ass coaches. I wish there were 160 ass coaches or 600 ass coaches. I wish that there were so many that they didn't have time to come to these calls. Oh, Lizzie's going through relationships with her right now with her bipolar daughter. I know that bipolar, you got to do those re that relationship course if you got a bipolar person in your life. It is so helpful. I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding. It's my big ass action and the relationships course are my two favorite courses here at No BS. That's right. There are so many. If I had to get y'all's help, y'all would help me. And if somebody got out of line, y'all would straighten them up. I don't get worried about that at all. Y'all take care of us. Y'all are good to us. Let's see. Why did someone else reply to an email I sent to you and said, MJ only, please? Yeah, it goes in the main inbox, and then they just don't want you to think like nobody saw it. So, and it's usually an automated response. It's not even a real person. So, sometimes it is, and sometimes it's an automated response, but they just want you to know. Our goal in Help Scout, that's what I want you to know too. If you ever send an email, it comes in our main inbox first, right? Because, support at pnptribe.com is for everybody. So you send that, we reply within 12 hours. We want you to know, like if I'm already gone for the day, we don't ever want you to doubt that your email was gotten. We have the best top-notch customer service of anybody I've ever seen in my life. So if you seriously, if you email us and you haven't heard back from us in a day, email us again because something terrible has happened. Something terrible has happened. Let's see. Oh, but it anonymous said, yeah, I promise you, nobody's sharing your stuff. There is, it's me. There's two people that get the email. Three people. I lied. Three people. Vern, Lori, and Corinne's mama. That's who gets them and passes them out to us, the emails, puts them in our inbox. And I can promise you, ain't none of them reading. They're not interested in that. Let's see. Self-love or relationships, iPhone asks. It depends on what you're working on, right? It depends on what you're working on. I think, like, self-love is great. It's gonna address, I'd say self-love first, because a lot of it addresses a lot of thoughts, because it's in the understanding your thinking pathway. And so it addresses a lot of thoughts. And if we, like I said at the beginning of the call, when you clean up your thoughts about stuff, it's going to create that different feeling for you. And so when you take self-love and you, it's a lot about how do you talk to yourself, what you think about yourself, where your beliefs about yourself sort of came from. You can clean that up. That's going to clean up a lot of your what you're talking about. Will you say more about big ass action? What's that about? It talks about how your brain, like a lot of people, passive action, okay, is like you just read and I listen and I do all the things and I fill out my planner and I fill out my worksheet. It feels very busy. And so a lot of times we think we're doing a lot of things, but we're not taking actionable steps to get us where we need to be. But we feel like we're doing a lot. Like I'm doing all the things. I'm reading everything. I'm filling everything out. I'm doing paperwork. I'm doing all the stuff. But it talks about taking that next step into big ass action to get into the steps that will actually get you going. Let's see. Yeah, busy work. So if they open the email, are they not reading it? Usually, if it says attention MJ, no, they have a saved reply. Thank you so much for writing in. We'll get you. If you send me five or six emails, you'll see it's a saved reply. They send the same thing to every single person. So if it says attention MJ in the subject line, they know just to pass it to me. They click a key, it just attaches their saved response, and they put it in my inbox, which only I get to see. That's how it works. Now, I mean, that's really the best way to get in touch with me. That's the best way to get in touch with me. But I can promise you, I promise you that in no BS, everybody that works here, we are on a mission to help you and to meet you right where you are. That is the truth. That is the facts of it. And there's not those three people in Help Scout that would assign it to me. Their goal is to help you, just like my goal is to help you. There's no judgment here. None for anybody ever, anywhere. We have all been through some stuff. When you email us at No BS, we guard your heart, we guard your privacy. Like we would want you to guard ours. And that is the truth. I can promise you, somebody put in Facebook yesterday something about, do you get sick of hearing from me? And the answer is like, and ask coaches. She said, they probably roll my eyes. And I'm like, absolutely not. It is our honor and privilege and pleasure to take care of y'all, honestly. Well, you know what, Anonymous? Send me an initial email, then it's assigned to me, and then you can write what you want to, and it'll come straight into my inbox. Do it that way. Yeah, just email me. It'll be in my inbox, and then we'll email back and forth, and then it comes straight back to me. So don't say the thing you don't want to say. And then on the first email, and then you can send it in the second email, it'll come straight to my inbox. That's how we can work around it. See, we can always work around it, Anonymous. We can always work around it. I'll take care of you no matter what. I promise. That is my job, my goal, and my job. And I love y'all with all of my heart. That's a promise. You can ask anybody. My daughter had a bipolar psychotic break. Oh, we had to learn as a family how to deal with it. Yes. Today at 3. What we got at 3? Are you doing a call with me today? What do I don't have nothing at 3. What do I have? Oh, start. I was like, what? Oh God. Oh my God. Yeah. So, I mean, whenever I say like there's a way around it. So if you have something you really only want me to see, just send me like an initial email, like just send me an email, then it's in my inbox and then we can go back and forth. That's totally fine. I can make it work. I can make it work. I appreciate, you know what? I do feel the love. When my mama passed away, I'm just gonna tell you, I got so many emails and so many things. I have never felt so surrounded by love and care as I did when my mom passed away. It is amazing. Like y'all are just amazing people. And it really is my pleasure to serve y'all, to work for y'all. Yeah, I mean, it's literally the joy of my life. It really, really is. And my goal is to help y'all. Let's see. Oh, Anonymous said, you came up as a suggested friend, so I added you, and then I was not able to send a friend request anymore. I deleted the request and I took it as a rejection because I have issues. I'll be honest, I don't friend. I used to. A lot of people in the membership that I am friends with now, I was friends with like for they've been longtime members. I don't even look at my friend requests. I think I have about 700 friend requests right now. I don't add people. That's right. Oh, thank y'all. Yeah, I just don't friend request. I mean, I don't add friends of the membership. So if you have requested me as a friend, I think I opened up my friend request thing the other day and it was like 700 in there. And I'm like, I don't even know where the friend requests are. So, all right, y'all, have a great rest of your day. And I will hopefully see y'all in Ask Coaches. I hope y'all use it. Please, please, pl begging. I'm begging. If I will get on my knees and beg for y'all to use Ask Coaches, email me. Don't sit around in frustration and overwhelm. There are too many people here to help you. Period. Period. All right. I'll talk to y'all later. Bye.